it's remarkable. It's the biggest sporting event in the world, and we're here to report for the Olympic News Service. So we'll be gathering quotes from athletes right after they finish competition, and that will be available for all the media outlets here to cover the Olympics, which is 10,000 plus people.
Quite a job to be the initial eyes and ears down there and ask the questions. Is there anything that is making you a little bit nervous about this, or you feel good about how prepared you are heading into it?
I'm excited about the opportunity to be working with all the world's best journalists and media outlets. It's definitely a lot of responsibility, but we're prepared. We're going through training right now to understand all the best practices and ensure accuracy. Yeah, we're definitely ready.
What is it like to be down there with so many people that you share that connection with of being Tar Heels?
It's funny. I actually didn't know anybody on the program before I was down here. We all have unique backgrounds and experiences, and it's been great to get to know each other and see what we all have to offer. And it's a good community to be a part of.
As you're getting ready for everything to really kick off here over the next few days, is there one thing, whether it be, you know, specific to what you're supposed to be reporting on and everything down there, or whether it be about the experience in general, is there one thing that you're most looking forward to about the experience overall?
Let me think about this. I've been interning for the U.S. Olympic Committee since January until June, so I have a unique perspective where I've seen some of the athletes training and preparing for this. So it's neat to see them down here and in their element. But from a professional standpoint, I'm more excited to be interacting with people from all across the world and make those connections and really start my professional career on the right foot.